This chazar is echinish b'achir chesam shagvam yudim sechze chulun daf kuf chof. Mishnah said v'haroitiv. What's the roitiv referred to in the Mishnah? So Rav said it's the fat that rises to the top of the gravy. Vaya said the fat would have tuma, would have food tuma on its own without combining with the meat. Rather, he says the Mishnah refers to the fluid that's discharged by the meat that then congealed. Why must it refer to where the liquid congealed? Even if it did not congeal, it would combine with for food tuma, like Rish Lakish said, that fluid that's discharged by vegetables combined with vegetables for purpose of combining for the size that would make one chai for eating it on Yom Kippur. Mara says, regarding Yom Kippur, one is chai for eating anything that will put his mind at ease, and this fluid can do so also. With regard to tuma, there must be a true combination that can only happen if the fluids congeal. Mishnah then said, v'hakipa. What is the kipa, the sediment that the Mishnah refers to? So Rabbi said, it's a small piece of the meat that falls to the bottom of the pot. Abaye said, those pieces would have food to mind their own without combining with the meat. Rather, Rav Papa said, it refers to the spices that are in the pot. The Braisa says, if someone hardened blood by cooking it and ate it, or if one melted chalev and drank it, he'd be chayev. Now, when one hardens the blood, he makes it more significant, and so it makes sense that he'd be chayev. But why is he chayev when he melts the chalev? The issur is to eat chalev. So why would he be chayev when he melts it down and drinks it? As Rav Shlakish said, the pasuk regarding chalev says nefesh, which comes to include someone who drinks chalev as well. A braisa says that one would be chayev kars for swallowing dissolved chametz, but would not fulfill his matzah obligation by consuming matzah in this way. Now we can understand why he would not be yoytz the mitzvah of matzah this way, because it's not lechem oini. But why is he chayev kars for eating liquefied chametz? The Torah says also to eat chametz, and it's not eating chametz. Rav Shlakish said the pasuk regarding eating chametz says the word nefesh, which comes to include one who drinks liquefied chametz as well. A braisa regarding the eating of the veil of a kosher bird said if someone dissolved it by fire and then swallowed it, it becomes tameh. If it dissolved in the sun and he swallowed it, he remains tahar. Now, when he drinks the liquid, he should not become tameh, because the pasuk says that one becomes tameh by eating the veil. Rish Lakish said the pasuk regarding the eating of the veil bird says nefesh, which comes to include someone who drinks the veil as well. If so, why is it different than if it dissolves in the sun? I said, when dissolved in the sun, it spoils. So, all three cases, chalev, chametz, and the veil of a kosher bird, are necessary. Why? If the Torah had only written regarding chalev, we would not learn chametz from it because chalev is more stringent in that it never had a time that one is mutter. And we would not learn the veil from it because chalev is more stringent in that it makes one chayev kars. If the Torah had only written chametz, we could not learn chalev from it because chametz is more stringent and there's no exception to its isser. And we could not learn the veil from it because chametz is more stringent in that it makes one chayev kars. If the Torah had only written regarding the Vela, we would not learn out the other two because the Vela is more stringent and that it gives off Tumah. We also can't learn any one of these from the other two. We can't learn the Vela from the other two because the other two carry Kares penalty. We can't learn Chametz from the other two because the other two never had a period of permissibility. We can't learn Chalev from the other two because the other two have no exception to their rule. The exception to the rule of Chalev is that the Chalev of Achai is mutter for people to eat. Fekhmar Braisa says, the pasuk of Hatameyim regarding Shrotzim teaches that even the liquids of the Shrotzim are Asr. Why do we need this pasuk? Why can't we learn this from Chelev, Chametz, and Avela? Mar said, if we would have learned from those, we would have said that even the Sheretz only gives off Tumah when it's the size of a Kezias. Therefore, it needs his own pasuk to teach that even the Kezias of even the size of a lentil will give off Tumah. Why can't we learn the others from Sheretz? Mar said, we would say that Shrotzim are more stringent in that they give off Tumah even if only the size of a lentil. In fact, Mar Braisa says that liquid that comes from Tevel, Chodosh, Hegdash, Shvius, and Kalayim are all just like the items themselves. How do we know this? We can't learn from the other instances taught above, because those Yisurim all become also automatically on their own without a person's involvement. We learn from Bikurim, as was taught in the Braisa, that the word Tavi in the Pasuk teaches that if one brought grapes as Bikurim and pressed them into wine, he's Yaitza. In fact, Bikurim are more stringent than those, since it requires the person that brings it to read the Parsha and to place them by the Mizbeach. Rather, we learn from Truma, which itself is compared to by the Pasuk to Bikurim. In fact, Truma is more stringent than those items, in that one is Chayev Misa and a Chaimish reading Truma. The Mara said, we'll learn it from Truma and Bikurim together. In fact, but they're both more stringent in that one is Chayev Misa and a Chaimish for eating Truma and Bikurim. And for tomorrow, we will learn it from either Truma and one of the earlier sources that say Chelev Chametz, Nevela, or Shrotzim, or from Bikurim and one of the earlier sources. In fact, Mara Misha says, if a non-Kayan eats date honey, apple cider, or vinegar of unripe grapes, or other fruit juices, except for wine and oil, of Truma, Rabbi Yehuda says he's chayv to pay for the principle of what he ate, and for a chaymish. Rabbi Shua says he's potter. What's the point of Machlaikis? After more, Rabbi Yehuda holds that when we learn something from another place, we do so entirely. Therefore, since we learn Truma from Bikurim to teach that the liquids that come from them are like the fruits themselves, we learn further that just as by Bikurim, this applies to all fruit juices, the same is true for Truma. Rabbi Shua says that we learn the first rule from Bikurim, but then say that we limit it to the rules of Truma. And just as the rule is that only liquids that can be made into truma are the only ones that could be made into truma are wine and oil, so too with respect to liquids that come from truma fruits, they're only treated like the truma itself if they're wine or oil. The mission that says that one may not bring bikurim in liquid form unless it's wine or oil follows over the view of Rabbi Yeshua, who says this in the case of truma and then learns bikurim from truma. The mission that says one does not get malchus for drinking juice of oil unless it's wine or oil follows the view of Rabbi Yeshua, who says this in the case of for truma and then learns bikurim from truma and then learns arla from bikurim through gzeira shavra on the word pri.